Why did you decide that you wanted to run for the Burlington City Council?
I believe the council needs some new ideas and needs to get back to the basics of what it takes to bring Burlington back to a good city. We've lost a lot of population here recently. Taxes have increased. Crime has gone up. We've got some troubles here in town that need to be addressed, and we've got good things as well. But if we don't solidify this town and get our neighborhoods back on solid ground, our property taxes are going to keep increasing. People are going to keep moving away. Number two issues I hear why people leave or they don't move here is the crime and the property tax. It's way too high.
What would be something? Let's start with the property taxes. If you were on the city council, how would you work to address them? Obviously, if you're not raising taxes, you're needing to cut. How would you go about? What would be your process if you didn't want to have a property tax increase?
Well, I've been a business owner for a good part of my life, and in business, you have the money. If you have it, you spend it. If you don't, you find ways to cut. And we need to go back, like I said, to the basics. If the money's there, we can utilize it. If it's not there, we've got to find other ways to make a cut and make priorities, and that's another thing I think is important. Burlington's got to reorganize their thoughts on what's a priority here. We've got Cascade Bridge out there that's been closed for years. It's a main thoroughfare out to the park and to the residents that live out there. There's a lot of talk throughout the country about crumbling bridges and infrastructure. There's got to be federal money that we can find if we just look hard enough to help us resolve an issue like that. On the other hand, the city's wasting money, in my opinion, putting 14 parking places downtown at a cost of a little over $12,000, $8,000 a spot. We've got one parking deck here. We've got another one going at the police station. Both of those, or either one of them, could have been elevated, gained a lot more parking place for the dollar. We put that roundabout in West Burlington. City the size of Burlington doesn't need a roundabout. I spent 28 years in Atlanta where they really have traffic and big roundabouts, and they're needed. This town, I guess if six or seven cars back up, it's a traffic jam. So I just think that we need to spend our taxpayers' money wisely. We need to prioritize where it goes. A lot of fixed-income people in this town that simply cannot afford these increases, and they're making choices between paying a bill, eating, paying a property tax bill, or selling their house and having to go to a rental. We need to be more focused on the basics. Once we get more people here, we increase our tax base, then we can look at some of our luxuries.
When it comes to, you also mentioned stabilizing neighborhoods. How, if you were on the city council, would you work to do that?
I live on North Hill. I actually moved for 40 years away from Burlington after being raised here. Moved back into the house I grew up in, and North Hill has changed substantially. When I was a kid growing up here, it was owner-occupied homes, and we all watched out for each other. Now you've got the owner-occupied homes. We watch out for each other, but there are a slug of rental properties that have been turned into multiplexes or single-family home. And a lot of the bad that comes into Burlington via Illinois and other places, they move into these rental homes. They don't keep up their property. They are some of the crime that is in this town, the shootings, the drugs. And I want, through the city council, to somehow incentivize our young people to get into these homes. They're affordable, a lot of them in our established neighborhoods. Builders are putting homes out there at the $150,000 to $250,000. Mark, and we've got a median income here that's just under $40,000 for a couple of two. Those high-priced homes aren't what they can afford. The homes, average home price here is a little over $87,000. We've got to get some good jobs here that aren't just the Panera fast food type restaurants so that people have a fair chance to earn a decent living. You know, McDonald's, Panera's, that's a part-time job, a school job. It's a second job if you need it to make ends meet, but you can't support a family on that. So I want to incentivize people to get into these homes, balance out the owner-occupied with the rental properties so that we have a good hold of our neighborhood, and that way we can share that information with our local police department, hopefully cut down on crime and increase the value of our neighborhoods and hopefully our property values as well.
You mentioned the idea of trying to bring in those more of the household type of jobs. How would you work to do that if you were on the city council?
I think that we need small businesses. Burlington's got a lot of fast food restaurants, and that seems to be the thing that comes in. But we've got to inspire young entrepreneurs to go out on a limb, create a small business. And most of our employment in this country comes from the small business community. And we've got to find those people, bring them here, and encourage them to create their business, go with their dreams, and make opportunities for other people.
Is this the first run at a public office, or have you held, worked on boards and commissions, anything like that, or is this the debut?
This is my debut as far as city council. My family's been here 55 years. My father was a big part of the city manager, city council process. As a kid growing up, both my folks were always involved in everything in this city. And having moved back here, I talked my wife into coming here from Georgia. She'd been there her whole life. Within a few weeks of being here, she said, "This isn't Mayberry anymore, is it?" And I said, "No, it's not. But it's a town that I love. It's a beautiful city. Sits on a river. It's just a town that needs some new directions, some younger thoughts. And hopefully I can bring those ideas."
What are some of the traits and characteristics that you would bring to the city council?
Again, having been a business owner, I know how to look at things from a dollar standpoint. Everything has to be prioritized. I know that everybody in Burlington has a cause or an issue that's important to them. But we have to listen to the bulk of the people and do what's right for the city. One example of some good things that the city council has done is, you know, the Agency Street project they're working on right now. It's a great project. Real glad to see that happen. The sale of Apollo School. I went to school there to see that building in the shape it's in. I'm glad it's finally been sold, that somebody's going to come in. They're going to put high-income properties there, medium to high-income properties, so that, you know, hopefully that'll help with the downtown business. But there's just things here that, you know, if you look at it from a different perspective, and having lived in bigger cities and come back, I just have a different viewpoint than a lot of folks that have been here their whole life.
Looking out a couple of years, and even just in the coming year, what do you think is the biggest challenge that's facing Burlington? I mean, maybe you've mentioned it, maybe you haven't yet. What do you think is the biggest challenge right now, and how would you work on it?
Crime is, in my opinion, our number one issue right now. Burlington's been rated as the number 10 worst city in the state to live in, based on education, based on house pricing, based on crime, based on income. Some stats that Burlington have that are just atrocious. We have a 1 in 149 chance of being a victim of violent crime, meaning rape, attacked, or murdered, and a 1 in 26.4 chance of being robbed. When you've got a city that's 25,000 people, you can't have crime stats like that. People are not going to move to a town that's not safe. And again, a lot of our issue comes from Illinois. We have good people to come here that need to feel welcomed because they're trying to get away from violent neighborhoods. But with that also comes the other side of the coin. Within 48 hours, people can get state benefits, and they're here. You read the Hawkeye, it's always somebody from Chicago, but they're in a Burlington house. That means they live here in town. So, you know, again, it's about community. It's about involvement. It's about watching out for each other. We really need to tackle that issue. Property taxes and other things we need to stabilize. We need to look at our streets. You know, those are important things, and we need to look at some of this dilapidated housing. It's all over town, and it's driving down our property values. And these are the kind of things that we need to focus on going back to the basics.
Do you think that requires additional staff, more police officers to handle the crime, more staff in the development, the code enforcement to handle those properties? Do you think that's what it's looking at, or other ways?
I think it's a combination of all of those things. We have a good police force here, and they're very quick to respond. They're very quick to make arrests. Our judicial system here is a little lenient in how we prosecute people. I think that needs to change. If there's no punishment to the crime, then we're not discouraging that. But we just need to stay focused on everything, and it's a combination of all these things that'll help make things better. I'm glad to see that we're getting a new police station. It's going to boost morale. I'm happy that we're adding some firefighters because I know that they're swamped with calls, and they're operating at bare bones, and they need the help. I think law enforcement and our public officials, emergency management, those are things that are crucial to any community, and we need to support that.
Probably the final thing, we can look out here and see the river. The city's getting ready, got a grant to do the flood wall. They're looking at other activities or just types of what to do between the port, the auditorium, those parking lots. What would you like to see along that riverfront?
I've actually seen the rendering for what they want to do with the riverfront. I think it's beautiful, and it's something that needs to be done, but I think we have some other things that need to come first. We've got to get this town to where people want to move into it, not move away from it. And if we don't do that first, all these other projects are not going to help. Like I say, we've got to stabilize. We've got to get our property taxes under control. We've got to bring down crime. Once we do that, we get a bigger population base. We've got a bigger tax base. We can look at some of these projects. And I would love to see that riverfront come true. It's a beautiful rendering, and it would really make Burlington stand out. But if we don't fix these other problems, it's not going to matter.